This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated the Indian men and women's team on winning the first ever Khokho World Cup. In a social media post, she said that players have demonstrated supremacy in this traditional game of the country. President Murmu said that the historic success of our girls and boys will inspire the youth of the nation, making the game more popular. In the meantime, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated both the teams and said that the historic victory is a result of their unparalleled skill, determination and teamwork. Mr. Modi said this triumph has brought more spotlight to one of India's oldest traditional sports, inspiring countless youth athletes across the nation. Mr. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States today. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar will be representing India at the event. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar today met Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Dr. J. Shankar said they discussed the progress in their bilateral cooperation and developments pertaining to Quad. Dr. J. Shankar also met Foreign Ministers, Affairs Minister of Australia, Penny Wong. In Uttarakhand, the state cabinet has given its nod to the Uniform Civil Code Manual, paving the way for its implementation in the state. This decision is expected to set precedents for other states of country, reflecting the state's proactive approach towards governance and social reform. Speaking to the media, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed his optimism about the UCC's impact. He stated that Uttarakhand's adoption of UCC will serve as an inspiration for the rest of India. The Uniform Civil Code seeks to ensure that all citizens are governed by a common set of laws in matters of personal relationships, promoting equality and justice. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that Bihar is a land of genesis of democracy and it has inspired the civilization. The speaker said as presiding officers have great responsibility to serve people through legislative process. Addressing the inaugural session of 85th session of All India Presiding Officers Conference in Patna today, Mr. Birla raised the concern of maintaining the decorum and prestige of the houses of the legislative bodies. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the youth are the asset of the country who will contribute to nation building and prosperity. Addressing the NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India's culture is bound together by the unity of its 140 crore people and the development of each individual reflects the development of the society. He also urged the people to prioritise discipline, unity and national integrity in their lives as these are fundamentals of nation on the path of development. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need for a cultural renaissance in the country by reconnecting with its rich heritage and classical languages. Speaking at the foundation stone laying ceremony of Bhavan's Nandlal Nuwal Center of Indology in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted the interconnectedness of Indian knowledge and its global outlook. He reiterated that India has always strived for peace and harmony. The Vice President expressed anguish over the misrepresentation of India's history by colonial powers, who often dismissed the nation's traditions as unscientific. The Department of Posts has organized a three-day event to mark the celebration of 75 years of the adoption of Constitution of India in New Delhi. The event is taking place at the National Philatelic Museum and offering a variety of fun and engaging activities for visitors of all ages. It aims to engage citizens in reflecting on the values enshrined in the Constitution while fostering a sense of unity and national pride. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya said that the Indian Constitution is our guiding light to take the country on the path of progress and prosperity. Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has said sustainable circularity can drive the country's growth and reshape the future. Addressing the International Conference on Sustainable Circularity in New Delhi today, Mr. Yadav said the transition to a circular economy is not a choice, but it is imperative. The minister also highlighted the automotive sector's critical role in meeting sustainable development goals. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.